Welcome to FDA Drug Safety Podcasts for Healthcare Professionals. This is Steve Jackson, a pharmacist in the Division of Drug Information. On September 21, 2015, FDA announced it is investigating the use of the pain medicine Tramadol in children aged 17 years and younger because of the rare but serious risk of slowed or difficult breathing. This risk may be increased in children treated with Tramadol for pain after surgery to remove their tonsils and/or adenoids. We're evaluating all available information and will communicate our final conclusions and recommendations to the public when our review is complete. Tramadol is not FDA approved for use in children. However, data show it is being used off-label in the pediatric population. Healthcare professionals should be aware of this and consider prescribing alternative FDA-approved pain medicines for children. Parents and caregivers of children taking Tramadol who notice slow or shallow breathing, difficult or noisy breathing, confusion, or unusual sleepiness should stop Tramadol and seek medical attention immediately. Treating pain in children can lead to faster recoveries and fewer complications. Untreated pain can potentially result in long-term physical and psychological consequences. Other pain medicines without this side effect are available and are FDA approved for use in children. Tramadol is an opioid approved to treat moderate to moderately severe pain in adults. It is available under the brand names Ultram, Ultram ER, Conzip, and Generix, and in combination with acetaminophen under the brand name Ultraset. Tramadol is converted in the liver to the active form of the opioid called O-desmethyltramadol. Genetic variations in people can cause Tramadol to be converted to the active form of the opioid faster and more completely than usual. These people, called ultra-rapid metabolizers, are more likely to have higher than normal amounts of O-desmethyltramadol in their blood after taking Tramadol, which can result in breathing difficulty that may lead to death. Recently, a 5-year-old child in France experienced severely slowed and difficult breathing requiring emergency intervention and hospitalization after taking a single prescribed dose of Tramadol oral solution. The child was found to be an ultra-rapid metabolizer with high levels of O-desmethyltramadol. Report side effects involving Tramadol to FDA's MedWatch program at fda.gov/MedWatch. A link to the full communication detailing information for healthcare professionals and the data summary can be found at fda.gov/drugsafetycommunications. If you have drug questions, you can reach us at druginfo@fda.hhs.gov. And follow us on Twitter at fdadruginfo for up-to-the-minute, important drug information. Know the moment it happens.